The Pope brings attention to the persecuted church. $10 provides a world of hope to kids, and hearts are receptive to the gospel. Are you ready to share? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While World Peace Day is still a few days away, Pope Benedict declared that Christians are the world's most persecuted religious group. Jerry Dykstra, spokesman for Open Doors USA, an organization concerned about persecuted church members, agrees.
The marginalization of Christians overall, especially in the Middle East, has increased over the past 6 months or so.
He adds,
anything coming out of the Vatican is automatically heard around the world. So I think that it will affect some of these nations. We pray that it will. We know that the United Nations has taken up this whole issue of the marginalization of Christians in Iraq right now.
More than 1,000 Christian families have fled Baghdad and Mosul following an attack on a church that left 68 people dead. Dykstra says Open Doors is
helping children and parents cope with the violence. And we have a trauma team there that's working with them.
Help Open Doors with a year-end gift. Meanwhile, seven house churches in Indonesia were forced to close by 200 to 300 Muslim extremists. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says these churches were raided for allegedly holding illegal church meetings. The homes were being used by members of the Protestant Batak Christian Haraya Church. Militants claimed they didn't have the right to worship there and would have to go elsewhere. Pray this would strengthen the church for the sake of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's nothing like unwrapping $10 worth of socks for Christmas, right? Well, Buckner International says $10 means their ministry teams can distribute 10 pairs of socks to kids in need. The same $10 can do much more. $10 provides school supplies. It can help feed a family for a week or provide a month's worth of diapers. Buckner's teams work to improve the lives of at-risk kids and their families in the name of Jesus Christ. $10 is worth a world of hope. Our website has more information. Elsewhere, older children who are adopted defy the statistics. Most of the time, they're raised in foster care because nobody wants them. That's why Bethany Christian Services is part of Project Open Arms, a Michigan project aimed at connecting the church, the family, and the orphan. Project coordinator Kim Offutt says their biggest job is to educate people about adoption and foster care.
As Christians, we are mandated to care for the orphan. And so it's amazing when I see churches who are opening their arms to our children and to our families and who are helping us stand by side and being the hands and feet of Christ.
Project Open Arms hopes to place at least 400 Michigan children into loving Christian homes in 4 years, one church, one family, and one child at a time.
He cares about our families and he wants our children to be safe and to be in permanent homes and to know him.
There are several other projects that are similar, but so far none with the national scope. Bethany hopes to expand outside of Michigan soon. Details at our website. And ever found yourself thinking that you're off the hook for outreach because you're not called to the mission field? Well, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Rick Whitmer says,
that would be a little bit like saying, well, since I don't have the gift of mercy, I guess I don't have to be merciful.
Whitmer continues,
I just really believe that every believer is uniquely positioned as an ambassador to reach your world, your specific sphere of influence, in a unique way that only you can do.
Whether it's your work, neighborhood, or somewhere else, Christmas is the perfect time to start reaching out.
I believe that hearts are open this time of year to be receptive in a way that is unlike any other time of the year.
Still nervous? Well, this ministry can help you.
One of the things that our team is trying to do here at Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is provide creative tools that can be used to put into the hands of everyday believers.
They've done that with Christmas tracks, videos, MP3s, and more to help you share the gospel message this Christmas. Our website will link you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet you may not know about it. Here's your chance to find out with Vision Beyond Borders' incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.